This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and today we've got a live session with Jamie Drake. She joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
I've been looking forward to this for a month.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if there's been a live session I've looked more forward to. First of all, let's get the important things out of the way. The new album is Everything's Fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's out now. The single that we've been playing is Redwood Tree. And the video I've heard for that premieres tomorrow.
It does.
Can't wait to see it.
Yes. I'm excited.
You've heard the song Redwood Tree on 88.5 FM. This summer, I became music director here, and I got sent this song Redwood Tree, and it was like nothing I'd ever heard before. One listener wrote in an email that it was like a 1930s Disney movie. To me, I saw Technicolor, a 1940s synchronized swimming movies.
Oh, yes.
It's all of those things in one. How did you birth this song? Where did it come from?
Well, I was, AJ and I, actually AJ that was playing today, he produced the album with me, and we were sitting in my apartment one day working on some tunes, and he was playing his guitar. He was playing this part that was do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, making it sound kind of like an ear who. Mm-hmm. And I was like, stop right there. That's going to be a song. And then it just came together in like an hour. So we wrote that song together. And eventually we recorded a more of an acoustic version a couple of years ago. And then when we were making this album, I was like, we have to put this on my record. Like, this song is so cool and different. And so when we were reworking it, that whole intro part, I can't remember how it came together exactly, but we were in a space where we were like, let's really think out of the box with this. And and he's so great with like his string orchestrations. And we kind of just pictured all these cascading vocals. And for me, I mean, I've always been a fan of The Little Mermaid. And so it kind of reminds me of that part where they're like coming up out of the the shells and like swimming through the ocean.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, let's hear it. By all means, I've been looking forward to an acoustic version of this otherwise lushly recorded song. This is Jamie Drake on 88.5 FM with a Redwood Tree.
Certain pattern, strings with nails to hammer out the beat. Get a pen and a piece of paper, get a load of the mahogany. Making eyes and making guitar lines, anticipation building all is good. You can almost hear the notes just falling, reverberating through that aura's wood. Kinda like just swinging with high music.
Like a big red.
88.5 FM, a live session with Jamie Drake. That's Redwood Tree. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
And AJ is world-class guitar player. He's the nylon guitar is tremendous on that. And I've heard that you guys, you talked about thinking out of the box and the producing it. The on the recorded version, there is typewriter?
Yes.
Underwood, IBM Selectric, doesn't matter, any typewriter?
I don't actually remember.
But it's just amazing the things that you guys pulled together, the different flavors for this. And I hear in you some little bit of shades of Joni Mitchell, a little bit of operatic singing at times, so many different flavors.
Thank you.
And you've already collaborated with so many different people, Jim James and Moby, though for surprisingly a lot of people you're a really well-kept secret here in Los Angeles. Who are you, and help me pigeonhole you, because that's what humans do to other people. how do you see yourself as an artist?
Well, the whole pigeonhole thing is kind of funny, because I've been skirting away from trying to skirt away from being pigeonholed, which I think for when I was writing songs and setting off to figure out who I was as an artist, I was having a hard time pigeonholing myself, to be honest, because I found that I wrote a lot of different kinds of songs. I went through a season where I wrote a lot of Americana songs, and I was like, oh, I could make an album out of this. And then I was like, yeah, but I don't want to be pigeonholed as an Americana artist, because once you are an Americana artist, in my mind, I feel like it's hard to cross over into something else.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be pigeonholed as, like, you know, I don't know, some kind of a jazz singer or something like that. Like, and I realized at some point, you know, I'm a songwriter, and that means that I can be whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. And so,
yeah.
I mean, in like, I've been a part of a lot of projects. AJ and I had an EP that we put out a few years ago called Nobel. And so we had started working together, and I've been a part of a folk duo with Justine Bennett and an Americana trio called Dear Lemon Trees. I've been a part of all of these things, and I think that it's been a big part of my figuring out who I am as an artist and who I want to step out as. I think it's important to figure out how you want to step out, because a lot of times so many artists are like, I made the record, I want to put it out right now, I want everyone to hear it. And the process of this record, if you take my whole process of figuring out who I am, is like a decade.
Right.
It's a decade of time, like letting myself just kind of figure out how I want to step out. So, I mean, I think with this record, there's like, I write like a lot of folk songs, but I wanted it to feel bigger than that, mm-hmm. and to cross genres and over into to pop and sort of, there's like, sort of like this 70s element, I feel like classic, like,
Minnie Riperton kind of. I mean, I feel so many different things.
Or even like Harry Nilsson. And
yes.
Like just like these classic recordings that you hear that would have like lush full string orchestras. And funny thing is, like, when I set out to make this album, I wanted to make an acoustic record with no percussion, nothing, like something that you could just simply show up with a guitar and play and people would be, you know, yes, this is a great representation of what you do.
Yeah.
But we got into it, and then we were just having too much fun. So we ended up adding all the bells and whistles.
Well, will you favor us with another song? We're hearing songs off of the Everything's Fine album, the new album from Jamie Drake. We already mentioned that the video comes out tomorrow for Redwood Tree. I cannot wait. I'm sure that you did it up to match the...
It's gonna be a little... surprising, I think.
All right. Can't wait for that. Look for that tomorrow. But we're going to hear another track off here called Wonder.
Wonder.
All right.
Yes.
This is Jamie Drake live at 88.5 FM.
Spoke.
88.5 FM, Jamie Drake live in the studio. That song is called Wonder. I heard Eric Clapton say one time that sometimes when he's at a show, at a concert, and he's standing off to the side and he hears a piece of music that sometimes it'll make him cry. That's the reaction that he has to it. That one kind of got me a little bit. And I hear the Harry Nilsson influence sort of in that song. That's beautiful.
That's cool. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I was able to make you cry.
Yeah. I'm not crying. You're crying. Tell me about your first musical instrument.
Mm. I had a piano growing up, and it was an old player piano that my mom bought at a pawn shop for $200. But we moved around a lot, so it didn't stay at our house, and I never took lessons. But at one point when we moved to Michigan, I was in the fifth grade, we put the piano in my house. I'd come home from school every day. I would play it and sort of write songs on it, but I didn't really know what I was doing because I never took lessons. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in the eighth grade, we moved again and it fell off the moving truck.
Oh God.
So that was kind of the worst day of my life because I came home and my mom was like, I'm so sorry. The piano is gone. And they put it back in the garage, and I like in slow motion was walking to the garage, and like, it was all messed up. Like all the keys everywhere. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So a couple years later though, because that happened, I think the thought to take up the guitar, it just made a lot of sense. Cause you know, my friend's boyfriend taught me a few chords, and, it just felt really natural. Like I learned three chords and then I wrote my first song. I was like 17. So, and my dad was like a songwriter too. So I was around that creative energy when I was little. So yeah, my first guitar was a K guitar. I bought that at a pawn shop. And then 10 years later, I was moving to LA proper from Thousand Oaks. Mm-hmm. And literally the day I was moving, I was putting stuff into my car and I was like, oh, I should back my car up and closer to the front door of my house. Mm-hmm. So I go to back up my car and the wheel hits something. And I was like, so no. I just like gunned the gas because I was like, come on. I thought it was a rock or something. And then immediately I was like, oh my God, I get out and it's my K guitar smashed into a million pieces in its like soft case. And I was like laughing hysterically and crying and so glad that I ran over it because otherwise I would have been mad if someone else did that. But I had literally bought my first like professional guitar like 2 months before that. So it was like this weird like passage of like, okay, time for the next season to begin.
Right. Yeah. You have a bad track record with motor vehicles and musical instruments.
I know. I hope that doesn't.
Well, before we hear this last song, you're going to do the title track from the record. We're talking to Jamie Drake today at 88.5 FM. Speaking of youth, my 9-year-old son, Silas, he loves Redwood Tree. He loves the song.
Oh,
and I asked him this morning, taking him to school, what would you ask if you were interviewing him? And he said, What is it like being famous and having a lot of people know who you are? Is it scary or do you like it? I think people would want to know that.
That's interesting. I don't feel famous, but I suppose some people know who I am. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, here and there in the last few months, I've had people like recognize me in places, mm-hmm. and it's always kind of surprising to me. I'm like, what? You know me? And I, at least at this point in time, I find it to be like kind of, I mean, very flattering, you know? I mean, that means that someone has taken the time to listen to my music or yeah. whatever. And I'm here to do this. So I guess that just kind of comes along with sharing your art, and becoming recognizable, I suppose, is something that comes along with that. So hopefully it won't get to a point where it's uncomfortable, but right now it's kind of nice because I've been on the other end of that so many times, and
sure.
it always feels nice to just treat people who are more quote unquote known as like, as people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, will you share some more of your art with us? This is going to be the title cut from Everything's Fine, Jamie Drake's new album, and you're listening to it live on 88.5 FM.
I've been thinking about the past, how it seems like nothing ever lasts. All the moments and the memories in my brain spin around to the beginning just the same. You and I were like a song. By the bridge we knew that it was wrong. By the time we had become a throwaway, it's been precious years rewriting shades of gray. But I'm not gonna say it, it's over. Let's hold on for a while. Give it time. Give me a minute. Maybe tomorrow we'll find everything's fine. Should've known it never would. Should've known it would. Sinking ships all have a torn up mess. But the comforts of tradition and routine were holding us together. Is there a reason to the right? Sigurd said the seasons have a time. I suppose we'll never know the purpose of all the moments that we spend on human love. But I'm not gonna say it. It's over. Let's hold on for a while. Everything's fine. Maybe.
Everything's Fine, the title cut from Jamie Drake's new album. Congratulations on the album. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming in here and bringing your band in to play these for us. It was a real treat. And like I said, I was really looking forward to this one. One last question. I ask this a lot. If you weren't making music, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
I would have either gone to school to become a therapist or I'd be working with children in some way, or music therapy, I think. Those are some things I've looked at over the years.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're going on tour now. You leave this Friday. You go to the East Coast.
Yeah, I'll be playing in Boston on Friday night.
And people can come and see you hopefully in the new year here somewhere locally.
Oh, definitely. Plans? You know, I think in November I have some special shows coming up with a chamber group called Mixtape series, and that's going to be two nights. That's going to be really cool. I think it's on the 9th and the 10th of November. Very special because there are, I think, 8 or 12 piece string chamber groups. So, and the music has so much like orchestration in it. I think it'll be very special.
Sounds like it. All right. Well, best of luck with everything you do and come back and see us again.
Thank you.
All right, Jamie Drake on 88.5 FM.